Hello, and welcome to this recorded Tivoli talk on IBM's event management and monitoring solution, which leverages both Tivoli software and GTS services to offer a consultative approach to addressing our customers' ISM issues in the areas of event, problem, and business service management. I'm John Gotch, a member of Tivoli's worldwide sales enablement team, and I have the pleasure of introducing our speaker for this session, Selma Turkey. Selma Turkey works within IBM's GTS Global Technology Services as a worldwide business development manager for IT service management, as well as being a senior IT architect. She has experience working on engagements for IBM clients around the world and is a subject matter expert for the service management and asset management idle-based solutions on the Tivoli platform. Additionally, Selma works as a solution champion for the IBM IT Service Management Accelerator and related offerings and assets, helping countries actively enable their IBM Accelerator solutions and offerings. Selma, I'll hand the call over to you.
Thank you, John. Hello, everyone. So we are introducing today an offering that we have been building around the Tivoli platforms for event management and monitoring. So I will introduce Lee, and I'm very pleased to introduce you to one of our key offerings that we've been working on for several years now that we have refreshed and revisited, and it's completely aligned with a new set of products that Tivoli has bought, acquired, and is selling as we speak. So if you move on to slide number two. So what we did is we relied on the market intelligence analysis that have been released a couple of years ago. And based on that, we GTS, Global Technology Services, have really revisited the way we go to market and the way we approach our clients based upon their buying behavior. So we discovered that our clients are no more buying point products. They're really going for solutions. So, and by solution, we mean a complete bundled set of services and technology that do address a key business requirement that they have along those lines, of course, completely tied to their sector and their business requirement. So also, in fact, the solutions spend is expected to continue gaining momentum and is forecasted to represent 66% of the overall IT spending by 2008. In contrast, the point product market is completely is remaining relatively flat. If we move on to slide number three, this does really illustrate the way we completely revisited the way we go to market and we offer our services. We completely revisited them and we are offering solutions. We cover the full life cycle of services to innovate and optimize the client's IT using best practices and solution. We go from strategy, where we really help the client unique requirements and on their existing investments. And then we go through design, where we develop comprehensive roadmaps and technical architectures necessary to execute the client solution. Within the implementation phase, we integrate and deploy leading-edge technologies such as Tivoli, NetCool, and processes into existing production environments. And we also have the managed offerings, where we provide ongoing management and support. On slide number four, this is to illustrate why we should be working together. Why should GTS work together with Software Group? Because it's a win-win approach on two sides. One side is the average budget spent on IBM Global Technology Services is double, basically, as well as the budget spent on the software, mainly middleware software, is almost the double or triple when we engage together. And there's another key aspect to engage together is that the success rates or the average success rate is double or much higher when we engage together from a services and middleware software point of view. The total contract value is usually higher when we engage together. So let's introduce a little bit the rationale behind this offering. So there's an explosion in event volumes that is occurring and growing as we speak. The in all sectors, in the healthcare sector, the healthcare environments are really handling more and more data with different type of techniques, like 4D or 3D techniques. The financial market is handling over 130 billion messages that are key to their business. The telco industry is handling 4 billion subscribers and more towards the end of 2010. So all these are really handling more and more events that are key to be that needs to be supervised and handled appropriately. And slide number 6. So IT environments are key. They are key, and visibility at different levels is required, from systems up to end-user-related applications. IT is key for the business, and based upon their requirements, the fact that the monitoring aspect of IT is even more important. So if we go from the operational level up to the people level or the end user experience level, we need to monitor every single one of these layers. So at the operational level, we need to monitor the health of the systems. At the services layer, we need to monitor and manage the control of the services layer. At the business layer, we need to monitor and manage the business impact of those services. These are the key the layer that is really in between IT and the business. And at the end, we need to monitor the end user experience. So all of these layers need to be monitored from an event processing and correlation point of view. On slide number 7, this is a brief introduction to the event management and monitoring value proposition. The event management monitoring proposition is really focusing on a couple of elements in the visibility, control, and automation play that is really sponsored heavily by Software Group and especially Tivoli. So visibility and control, visibility for a better responsiveness and to help make better decisions. So we cover the service discovery aspect, service performance and availability monitoring. And the control side is through improved quality and reduction of the risk. So we have a better control over service level management, service configuration and change management that will help us enable the visibility and control side of the equation. On slide number 8, so basically what we're doing here is we're trying to connect the business to IT. IT will give a better visibility based upon the root causes to the business. So this is just illustrating a shipping process in an e-business environment. So the business services layer, they need to see and have a view on how we're doing from an ordering reception, how are we doing from a credit verification, how are we doing from an RFID shipment. And the IT services layer, they have the control over the applications that are running these business layers, so the asset availability, the bill of materials and inventory response time, the order entry web page time. So all of these key elements are necessary to provide the right process to the business. And all of these key elements can be completely looked upon and followed within a single dashboard, as we will explain you in a couple of slides. So basically, to really correlate the business and IT, we have like a dream view on event management and monitoring, or what would be the ideal picture to sell in order for us to enable those business requirements from a visibility point of view. So on the left-hand side of slide number 9, we have the IT components, the infrastructure that is driving all of these business apps and all of these end-user applications and layers. And then all of these environments and all of this infrastructure is really sending out several messages, events, trouble tickets, problems, issues that needs to be monitored. So this is the what, basically. And then what we have to do, we need to collect. And there's and we need to have a rationale. How are we going to collect this information? And then we need to process this. So why are we collecting that information in specific? What does it make from a business impact, for as a service impact? What's the correlation? What are the key performance indicators that we need to collect to be able to answer those key quality indicators that will help us build a business view, because that's the end result of it. So we have to collect information that makes sense to the business, but that information comes directly from the IT world, basically. So the issue is not the capability of the monitoring and event management technology, because a lot of clients have several tools out there, it's how effectively we apply it, especially in the client environment and context, basically. So in slide number 10, so basically we help the client go through that ideal event management and monitoring picture, so with this offering. So we're using methods, tools and expertise to build a common event infrastructure to manage all of the enterprise layers. All of those layers that I walked you through, the business, the process, the services and the operations, we really try to show that picture, collect the information based upon our best practices, methodology and workbench. And by the way, our workbench is a patented tool that we use during those projects. So it's simple. Event sources, we do the correlation, and then we support the SLA and objective management. But all of that needs to be treated in regards to the business requirements. So in slide 11, so event management and monitoring, a methods and tools-based approach. That's it. But it's more than an approach. It's methods. We have been doing this for the past 10 years. We help the client identify the business goals and identify the key KPIs, key KQIs that will align with the services. So we want them to focus because they can have hundreds of requirements, but we want them to focus to make the implementation of the product and the software success, because then they will have a faster roadmap to have business results. And then we use tools, business service decomposition with charts and workflows, and again, this is patented. These are patented tools and methods. Data-driven event management and monitoring design, metric reduction, and, of course, we leverage expertise. We have experts around the world, and we have a lot of people that have been doing such projects, and we leverage that expertise. Slide number 12, basically this illustrates all of the previous slides, and we helped an international bank in Southwest IoT to harness that whole event and monitoring perspective. So they had several tools in place. We helped them harness those events based on focusing on key KPIs and key KQIs, correlate the events, build some business objectives, and then help them show those events through a business of IT dashboards, dashboards. So at the plan and design phase, we used the EMM workbench, which is a patent tool, and we collected several information and data, knowledge-based definition, and decomposition of services. We reached the first phase where we implemented the monitors, and we deliver some KPIs to the clients. The next phase would be to have the view on the business dashboard. Slide number 13, we did the same at the Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. The business challenge was rapid growth of business through acquisition and service expansion. They needed to harness their expanding environments, and they needed to filter and correlate events. They had no monitoring process or guidelines, and that was really the key point that was driving this and the rationale why they went with us. They wanted some guidance on how to filter and correlate the events that were happening. So basically, they wanted to have a standardized event management approach, and event management and monitoring services did help them to do so. And also, they needed to have a best practices approach in implementing an event management and correlation engine within their environments. So basically, slide 14, the guiding principles was only process events in the management platform that required external notification can be correlated impact. So they had really, they structured their approach based upon our best practices. They adopted those guiding principles, and they wanted to have filtering actions, automation of whenever and wherever possible of all key events that will be coming. That, and of course, that was made possible by the platform. Major accomplishment with University of Pittsburgh. The common repository for all active alerts, which was really key, and done around Omnibus. Single incident management system, which was really a big challenge. Events integrated from 19 active different sources, which was really a big challenge as well. But that was their business goal. Event enrichment correlation engine, which was really key. And a central change control system, which tracks changes and acts as a CMDB. So we really help them focus on all these key elements using our methodology, tools, and approach. So what can event management and monitoring do for your business? Basically, we help them establish an event automation and correlation solution with a business-driven view. Again, a business-driven view. This is what we bring on the table. We help them focus on the business based upon best practices and leverage the best of the technology. And there we help them focus on real-time information, proactive problem identification, because they were having the information published on their dashboards, appropriate response by the right resources, better visibility and control, high-quality service, operational efficiencies, improved productivity. So we really help them achieve service excellence, which was really a key. On slide 17, so the target clients, customers that are embarking on ITIL or service management initiatives that are looking for best practices and methods on how to event correlate. So event management drives the visibility and control aspects of service management. It's really key. It's completely tied to a service management roadmap that the client is envisioning, let's say. So customers that have event management and monitoring tools that are embarking on SOA, the clients that are really going through SOA, they need to have a very good visibility on the infrastructure and needs to correlate event properly. So complexity of SOA or shared services environment do require a tool to pinpoint issues, tool that will collect the information, and methods that will help them correlate them in a business-driven approach. The customers that are suffering from a severe and determined downtimes and performance issues, these are really key as well, because we can proactively connect events to business impact, and we can help improve performance and availability. Because through that method and approach, we really want them to focus on the business and what's driving and what are the key elements that are driving the business. And then we can pinpoint to the failing points. Customers looking for IT cost improvement. This is really probably one of the best topics, especially nowadays, to approach the clients with. Automating your event management approach through filtering, aggregation, correlation requires less staff and enables faster response to issues. So less staff and better and faster response, it's really key. On slide 18, this is really a good summary on the approach, methods, tools, and expertise. For your information, this has been around for a while, so over almost 10 years. It has been created in 1999, but we recently updated it with some SOA-based event management best practices, and we released it in August 2008, by the way, with that update. And also we have business requirement workshop where we focus on key business goals. And by the way, it really helps speed up the implementation because we can focus on two or three key business requirements, and based on those, we can pinpoint the right infrastructure, correlate it, and as we did it for the International Bank, we had some results within 3 months of the starting point. So it does help the client. We have a design workshop where we identify key KPIs. So why would they correlate to trap any events if they don't focus on key KPIs and KQIs? The tools, so it's data-driven event management design, where we do event summarization, throttling and correlation rule, generation based upon event relationship networking syntax. ERN, this is the patented piece of our methodology. And, of course, we leverage Tivoli Best of Breed technology. And here we're talking about NetCall Omnibus. And we also use ITM and ITCAM within as a key architecture for this offering. Slide 19. So what sets us apart? This is like a unique offering, basically, that have been addressing this very sensitive event management and monitoring issue and pain point that the client have been facing. Let's say that most of our IBM service management clients do have these type of requirements and issues. So our intellectual capital, where we have methods and we have tools and we have best practices, it's a proven methodologies, accelerators, that really deliver business value to the clients. Expertise in understanding, optimizing, extending how IT organizations operate, because here we really focus on IT organizations. Access to the people who design and build marketplace-leading middleware products. So people are really, and we have experts in all the regions that you can reach out to that can help you and support you in building this this offer or even client-facing. And a commitment to a full life cycle of services. So we really cover strategy, design, implementation, and management of the solution that we're offering here. So on slide number 20, here are some key elements that can help you out. You can learn more about this offering or this offering and others that are correlated on our GTS Sales 1 link. You can have a view on middleware services. Also under Sales 1, you can have a solution finder where you can have all the information about event management and monitoring. And we have a service management portal, ISM conversation roadmap that can help you with some key questions that I have. Actually, I also have those key questions at the end of the presentation for your reference if you need. And we have also the reference link and the teaming to win, of course, because any deal that would be covered in this context will be a candidate for the teaming to win. We have contact people in every region. We have US, AP, Japan, Latin America, Northeast, Southwest, and we have, of course, the product development team leaders and the global business development team, myself and my manager. You can reach out to any one of those persons and if you need support for any kind of deals that you'll be involved in. As I said, if you have a look at slide number 25, you will have qualifying questions. They are in the backup slides. And I must thank you, and that's it for now.